Future response, fund proposal, confirmed details and remaining issues. The government is pursuing a future response fund that would use additional tax revenue from the semiconductor boom and other factors for long-term investment and to address tax revenue fluctuations. However, the fund size, reserve funding criteria, specific programs, and management approach must be verified through the official bill and fund management plan. The Future Response Fund is a policy proposal to use a portion of tax revenue collected above forecasts for long-term growth investment and to address fiscal fluctuations. Youth, growth engines, local regions, and education and talent are cited as the main investment areas, but the finalized plan must be checked for specific programs and allocations. Figures of 60 trillion to 70 trillion won, or around 100 trillion won, are estimates based on tax revenue forecasts, not officially finalized amounts. Although the fund is subject to National Assembly review, safeguards concerning the scope of plan changes, overlapping programs, management losses, and performance evaluations are key issues. For the fund to be sustainable, the conditions for accumulating and withdrawing funds, as well as criteria for terminating unsuccessful programs, need to be specified in the law and management plan. With tax revenue increasingly likely to exceed initial expectations due to factors such as improving semiconductor market conditions, the government is pursuing a future response fund to manage part of the additional tax revenue as a long-term funding source. The core objective is to establish a separate framework that allows fiscal capacity generated during economic booms to be invested in future growth and used to respond when tax revenue falls short. However, the policy to pursue the fund must be distinguished from the system that is actually finalized. The size of the fund, launch date, annual contribution amount, detailed investment projects, and institution responsible for managing surplus funds can be determined only after the relevant legislation, budget, and fund management plan are finalized. Current status, at a glance item proposed direction matters requiring further confirmation basic purpose, use additional tax revenue for future growth, and to respond to tax revenue fluctuations priorities among objectives and withdrawal requirements, main funding source, use tax revenue increases. Resulting from the semiconductor boom and other factors which tax categories and criteria will be used for contributions investment direction youth, growth engines, regions, education and talent allocation by sector and individual projects, advanced industries investment in AI, strategic industries, and future technologies, support methods and division of roles with private investment, managing entities planning and fiscal authorities oversee the fund, while individual ministries implement projects statutory management entity and professional asset manager, fund size, no officially finalized. Amount tax revenue projections, legislation, and fund management plan, National Assembly oversight, National Assembly review of the fund management plan, permitted scope of plan revisions, and ex post reporting methods, the Future Response Fund should therefore not be understood as finalized financial support or a budget that will be executed immediately. Nor is it a program through which individuals can apply directly to receive cash. Why create a separate fund? Industrial dependence and volatility of tax revenue. When corporate performance improves, corporate tax revenue may increase, while changes in employment, wages, and dividends may also affect income-related tax revenue. In particular, when profits surge in industries that account for a large share of the economy and exports, government revenue may exceed the amount initially projected in the budget. Conversely, tax revenue may decline when industry conditions deteriorate. If temporary tax revenue generated by a highly cyclical industry, such as semiconductors, is used for annually recurring expenditures, the fiscal burden may grow during downturns. The proposal to manage boom period revenue separately stems from this risk. responding to a decline in potential growth. Potential growth represents an economy's long-term capacity to grow by utilizing labor, capital, and productivity without causing significant inflationary pressure. If demographic changes and slowing productivity persist, potential growth may also decline. The Future Response Fund is intended to allocate resources to areas that raise productivity over the long term, such as research and development, talent, and regional infrastructure, rather than to short-term stimulus aimed at increasing consumption. Whether government spending actually raises potential growth, however, depends on project selection and performance management. Additional tax revenue is not the same as surplus cash. Additional tax revenue, or excess tax revenue, refers to a situation in which actual national tax revenue exceeds the amount projected when the original budget was prepared. It does not mean funds that can be used freely without any accounting constraints. When additional tax revenue arises, the following options may compete, reflecting statutory settlements and transfers related to local government finances, repaying national debt necessary, spending through a supplementary budget, or other means reinforcing funding for existing projects contributing to a separate fund. The priority among these uses must comply with relevant laws and the National Assembly's budget review. An improved revenue outlook does not justify counting the entire projected amount as fund assets. Actual tax revenue varies according to factors including corporate performance, lags between filing and payment, tax rates and deductions, refunds, economic conditions, and asset market conditions. How money flows into and out of the fund, the effectiveness of the fund will be determined by its contribution and withdrawal rules rather than its name. 1. Contribution criteria. The following questions must be answered during the system design stage. Will all tax revenue exceeding the original budget projection be contributed or only part of it? How will increases attributable to a specific industry or tax category be distinguished? Will differences resulting from inaccurate revenue projections also be treated as excess tax revenue? In what order will funds be allocated among national debt repayment and other statutory expenditures? Without a clear formula, the contribution amount may vary each year according to political judgment. 2. Withdrawal criteria. The objective of using the fund in years when tax revenue falls short must also be made specific. Unless the conditions permitting withdrawals, such as an economic recession, a decline in national tax revenue, or a major disaster, are defined, assets intended for long-term investment could repeatedly be used for short-term spending. 3. Management of surplus funds. If funds not needed for immediate execution are to be invested in bonds, equities, or other assets, rules are needed regarding permitted assets, risk limits, entrusted institutions, fees, responsibility for losses, and disclosure standards. Investment returns are not guaranteed, and principal losses may occur. Actual asset allocation must be confirmed in the finalized laws and fund management plan. Where will the fund invest? The currently known direction can be organized into four areas. Area policy, objective matters to confirm during the design stage. Youth asset building and expansion of employment and opportunities overlap with existing youth programs and eligibility criteria. Growth engines, foster AI, advanced strategic industries, and future technologies. Boundary between corporate subsidies and public investment, and effect on inducing private funding. Regions, living infrastructure, and region-led growth. Regional allocation, formula, and fairness relative to projects in the Seoul metropolitan area. Education and talent. Science, engineering, and technology. Talent and infrastructure for early childhood education and care. Division of roles with education, financing, and measurement of long-term outcomes. Future technology fields such as SMRs, space and aviation, and quantum technology have also been mentioned as potential investment targets. However, the complete list of the 7 technologies and the amounts allocated to each of the 3 megaprojects must be confirmed against the final list presented in official documents. Names used at the announcement stage may also change during the legislative and budget review processes. How does it differ from a sovereign wealth fund, supplementary budget, or debt repayment? Instrument main function relationship to fiscal spending, key risk future response, fund proposal future investment, and response to tax revenue fluctuations may include both implementation of policy projects and asset management dispersion of resources if objectives become too broad. Sovereign wealth fund long-term management of national assets and pursuit of returns generally places greater emphasis on commercial and financial management, market losses, and political interference in investments. Supplementary budget adjustment of necessary revenue and expenditure after the original budget applied to relatively short-term and specific projects, weakened fiscal discipline if prepared repeatedly. National debt repayment, reduction of interest burdens and debt levels, prioritizes fiscal soundness over new projects, may reduce opportunities for growth. Investment managing assets does not automatically make the future response fund a sovereign wealth fund. Its nature will depend on whether its primary focus is support for policy projects or financial investment seeking risk-adjusted returns. Finalized system documents are also needed to determine its relationship with existing public asset managers such as the Korea Investment Corporation. Why the size and launch date should not be stated, as certain figures suggesting that the fund could exceed 60 trillion to 70 trillion won or reach 100 trillion won if the semiconductor boom continues, are projections or scenarios, not a finalized fund size. The following items must be determined before the actual size can be calculated: the baseline revenue projection, national tax revenue, actually collected statutory settlements and other fiscal requirements, the contribution ratio and cap for the fund, the period covered by contributions, taxes companies are expected to pay, the amount projected to be collected additionally, and the amount actually contributed to the fund are different figures. The government's revenue projections, actual national tax revenue, and the fund management plan approved by the National Assembly must be compared separately. How will the National Assembly oversee the fund? Under the National Finance Act, funds are established and managed on a statutory basis, and fund management plans prepared by the government are subject to review by the National Assembly. Settlements and management performance are also subject to ex post oversight. However, because there may be some scope to adjust detailed items within an approved plan, the following matters are important: the scope of major item changes requiring National Assembly approval, limits and grounds for changes that can be made independently, timing of reports to the National Assembly and public disclosures after changes, level of disclosure regarding execution amounts and beneficiaries by project, methods for disclosing asset management losses and entrusted management fees. The structure therefore cannot be adequately explained by a single statement that it is subject to National Assembly oversight, or the government can spend it however it wants. The amendment provisions in the final legislation and fund management plan must be reviewed together. Sustainability and overlapping support issues. Funding may decline when the boom ends if fund revenue depends heavily on tax revenue from cyclical industries. Contributions will fall sharply during downturns. At the same time, demand for withdrawals to respond to the downturn may increase, creating a mismatch between when money comes in and when it is needed. It may overlap with existing programs. AI, regional infrastructure, talent development, and childcare are fields that can already receive support from the general account and other funds. The new fund must demonstrate that it generates additional investment effects rather than merely changing the names or funding sources of existing programs. Long-term projects may become fixed expenditures if facilities and organizations are created using temporary additional tax revenue, operating and personnel costs will continue afterward. Projects must be assessed through their ongoing maintenance costs to avoid committing volatile revenue to recurring expenditures. The boundary between government investment and private sector support must be defined. Investment in advanced industries can contribute to technological diffusion and infrastructure development, but it may also create a structure in which public finances absorb the losses of specific companies. Rules are needed for selecting recipients, private co-investment, sharing performance gains, and recovering support funds. An easily overlooked design standard. Rules for ending failed projects. Discussions of the fund mainly focus on how much money will be raised and where it will be spent, but termination and recovery rules will determine its long-term performance. Disclosing the following information for each project will make it easier to compare the fund's effectiveness. Disclosure item, why it is needed. Baseline, needed to compare outcomes with what would have occurred without the fund. Output indicators, confirm direct results, such as facilities, number of people trained, and research and development projects. Performance indicators, measure policy effects such as productivity, job retention, and induced private investment. Evaluation timing, distinguish short, medium, and long-term outcomes. Termination criteria, prevent resources from being automatically directed to projects that fail to meet their targets. Recovery conditions, establish handling standards. When commitments are not fulfilled or excess profits arise after corporate support. Post-completion costs, identify facility operating costs and subsequent fiscal burdens. The fund's success should not be evaluated solely by the amount of assets under management or the execution rate. It must also be verified whether the fund generated greater productivity gains than the existing budget and induced additional investment rather than displacing private investment. Official documents to check going forward to determine whether the details of the Future Response Fund have actually been finalized. The following documents should be checked before announcement materials. Legislation providing the legal basis for establishing the fund and the results of National Assembly votes. Annual fund management plans and revisions made by the National Assembly. Government projections of national tax revenue and monthly and annual revenue results. Project-specific budgets, eligible recipients, and implementing ministries. Guidelines for managing surplus funds and investment limits by asset class. Cost estimates and fiscal analyses by the National Assembly Budget Office. Annual settlements, management performance evaluations, and audit results. When checking the official size, it is safer to distinguish among statutory contributions, amounts actually paid in, and investment returns, rather than adding together estimates reported by the media.